News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, well, let's go back to that very disturbing subject of the increase in online videos of violent youth attacks, where one kid is attacked by a group of would appear to be peers, mostly girls or boys. One councillor in Kerry is calling on society and parents to take a look at how we're raising the next generation, and that is Sinn Féin councillor for Tralee, Teresa Ferris. Teresa, I've seen this video, I've seen other videos. It's not a new one, and there seems to be a sort of a chilling sort of common denominator amongst a whole lot of these videos. It is extremely worrying. That's why you've decided to speak out about it.
Yeah, Paul, and when I say we need to look at how we're raising the next generation, it's not that I am blaming young people entirely. I don't think this is a question about young people and the values they have. It's the values we have as a society and how we're imparting them on say, my children's generation as they're coming up. Because aside from some of the videos that we've seen circulating, there have been other incidences where you have really tragic occurrences. I myself came on an event one time, and the reaction of pastors by adults amongst them, the first instinct and reaction was to pop their phone and start recording. And I think we need to look at ourselves and question why in the past two decades that has become our first response rather than what it would have been maybe 20 years ago, which would have been to intervene, try and assist, call the emergency services.
Yeah, as I say, a lot of these videos that I've seen, and I've been looking at them over the past year or so, it seems to be a part of this new phenomenon, and it is a fairly recent phenomenon, is the fact that it's the involvement of young girls. Like, I've seen horrific attacks. I've seen one girl being beaten up by another girl, two or three of them taking turns at beating her up. It was from Northern Ireland. I saw another one from Waterford City Centre in the middle of the day. Girls didn't do that in my day.
Well, you know, I'm not someone that buys into the stereotypes for the genders at all. I just would have an issue with that happening to anyone, regardless of who the perpetrator is. I at that incident I was alluding to there involved a young girl being attacked by males and females in the middle of the day on a busy street in the capital town of a county. But my biggest issue and my biggest concern and what I was most vocal about over the last few days is what has happened to us that people walk by and watch, or they stand and they watch, and their only reaction is to record with their phone. As I said on local radio yesterday morning, when I would have been going out as a teenager, if something like that would have happened, and it would have been probably late at night, alcohol fueled, there was always someone who would try and intervene and break it up.
Okay, so I suppose, Teresa, what has to be done about this? This obviously requires a multi-pronged approach. First of all, the parents have a role to play, obviously, don't they?
They do, and this is something I have been reflecting on, and there is an inherent contradiction in how even I am rearing my children, in that I'm always telling my children, don't butt into things, stay out of it, mind your own business. Yet at the same time, when I saw this recent video and others, I was absolutely disgusted by the children that just stood and did nothing. So there is an inherent contradiction in how we're reacting.
And there's also a bit of a herd mentality, a pack mentality seeping into all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very worrying.
As well as that, I suppose, while we have to be honest, we have become very desensitized over the last two decades to violence. And part of that is because of technological developments and, you know, what access we have to things. And in fairness, the likes of yourself and other people in the media have to take responsibility for, you know, sensationalizing things, the images that are depicted of really tragic occurrences.
Well, I think that's another different debate. There's a big thing called the World Wide Web as well that nobody seems to be able to control. Teresa Ferris, Sinn Féin Councillor for Tralee, thank you very much for that.